Welcome to Awareness to Action, where you'll discover how possibilities become reality with me, Joan Marlowe. Join me and my amazing guests for powerful stories about those world-shifting aha moments. You know, the ones that catapult you into action and transform the way you walk through the world. Yes, you can live your life with purpose and passion. Maybe you aren't there yet, and that's okay. This show will take you behind the scenes and walk you through how other people just like you were called to transform their lives and the journey they embarked on to get there. The first step to taking life-changing action, or any action at all, is awareness. Maybe that's why you're here. Join the movement to create and live your purpose and passion while embracing your authenticity. Awareness to Action starts now. Hi, and good morning. And I'm Joan Marlowe, and welcome to my show, Awareness to Action. And this is all about journeys towards living your life's purpose. And today, my guest is Dani Peterson, who's going to be sharing about her parts of her journey, because all of us go through it. And the topic for today is hope and healing after betrayal. So, you know, a little bit about Dani. I've known Dani for a goodly number of years, and I met her when she was on, you know, part of this journey, and she was in the searching part of it, and we had met. She was doing a retreat, and that's how I met her, and eventually we got to the point where she was curious about how Reiki, if Reiki could support her in her world of healing and moving forward. And we did a Reiki session, and that's where we got to spend some time together. So, you know, we fast forward to a couple of years and who Dani is today versus who she was then. And it's just really exciting to see how she has moved forward in her self-discovery. And one of the things that comes to mind in this conversation that we're going to be having is there's a phrase that I have used forever in my 35 plus years of on this journey of self-discovery that continues. And the line is, when the pain gets great enough, you make a change. And I think from my conversations with Dani and prepping for this show as well, that came out quite a bit. So a little bit about Dani. She's a master life coach and an integrative holistic practitioner, serves and supports individuals who have experienced betrayal. And out of her own experience, she takes an integrative approach, which allows her to support the whole person, not just address the problem. And that's true. There's nothing here about a silver pill, that's for sure. And offering hope, grace, and compassion, Dani partners and collaborates with her clients, providing them a safe space to restore confidence and self-esteem, quiet the incessant thoughts, and get clear on their next steps, allowing them the ability to create the life that serves their highest good. Dani loves all things Italian, is an avid reader, and enjoys travel. She's both pieces of fire and water. She admits to being picky about her lattes and cappuccinos and how they're made, and she gets giddy over latte art. And I need clarification on what the heck latte art is. Music is her medicine, and her faith in God has helped pave the way for her healing. So welcome, Dani Peterson, to my show. And what is latte art?
Latte art. Well, when you go to a coffee shop, those that have those espresso machines, they come out and you might see like a little heart or a swan with the cream.
Okay, cool. I was going to go there, but I said, I don't know about that. So, okay. So there, so I've had my learning point for the day. So I'm good. Now we can keep on moving forward in the day. So as part of this show and the expectations that I establish with the people that join me on this show, I like to provide operational definitions so we're all on the same page. Yeah. So betrayal is so important. It's in the title of your presentation. It's in the who you are in the work that you do now. And I think it was a spearheading element for you to move forward. What is your operational definition of betrayal?
Well, betrayal is anytime someone that you've loved, trusted, counted on, supported you in any way has broken trust in a pretty significant way. And it can happen over time, but lies, deceit, and it just pretty much pulls the rug out from underneath you. And it just throws you in a little bit of a tailspin because you really relied on this person. And now you don't know which way is up. You don't know what to believe. And so that's how I would define betrayal. It comes in many forms. And so betrayal can be, you know, somebody who's like sexual infidelity. You can have emotional, financial infidelity, emotional, physical withdrawal, abandonment, harmful disclosure of confidential information. Like that can happen like in a workplace, as well as in a home environment. Deception, broken promises. The big thing is using a partner's vulnerability and insecurity against them. So that's where some narcissistic tendencies tend to show up in betrayal.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And again, you know, for our listeners, and as we go out and share more of this show so that people can really, really benefit from it, it's a broad base, and it can cover many, many different things. As you said, something in the workplace, as well as, you know, your partner in life, the person that you've chosen to live and spend your life with, right. As well as institutional types of things that could be happening, yes. as well. So it comes from a lot of different ways. And mm-hmm. so I appreciate that definition so that folks can take a look at themselves and say, wow, because sometimes the word betrayal, you know, it can be, well, of course it's negative, but it can be, you might think that it's going to be, you know, huge. But it could be the little, and it's the little chip, chip, chip things that happen along the way, I think, that ends up creating the bigger piece. And it's those points along the way that you say, this isn't quite right. And I think that's part of the terminology that you use as well. So what was your pain point that pushed you to make the changes that you did? So what was, you know, those little chip, chip, chip things when you finally said enough is enough?
Well, you know, my journey has spanned, it's so funny because I think I put 20 plus years. I guess I didn't calculate my age right. So it's been actually closer to 30 years. So my journey in...
That's our secret. Shh.
My journey actually began when I was in my 20s, where just a part of an organization that had like a recovery program that was a part of it. And so I started mostly because I thought there was something like innately wrong with me. I had low self-esteem. I didn't have a lot of confidence. I was comparing myself to those that were around me. And I was like looking at my marriage and hearing stories of other people's marriage. And so thus began my journey. And so through the years, I was in, 12-step programs, programs that were just specifically for women. And I just was in and out of books the whole time. And, you know, up in my first marriage, like the first 10 years, there was just something so, so off. And I knew it had to do with some of my ex's prior years, prior choices. But I didn't really understand the magnitude of it. However, it kind of came to the table. And I was very steeped in religion at the time. And so my thought process was, well, now it's uncovered. Now we know what we're dealing with. And I believed that he was telling me the truth as far as his recovery. And come to find out, like fast forward another 10 years, it had escalated and I could feel it inside. I had a sense for things intuitively. There were things that I couldn't put my finger on it and no one else could see it. No one else saw it. Counselors didn't see it. Church people didn't see it. Friends didn't see it. And I walked around for pretty much my whole marriage thinking that the problem was me. Granted, I did play a part because there's an addict and there's a co-addict. So there's, you know, I have to own my piece of it. I wasn't operating at the time in my true authenticity, mainly because of fear. But when it escalated and when full disclosure exposure was out, when the cat came out of the bag, it it there. Yeah. I mean, there was no turning back into pretending everything was fine. It had gotten to a point where years and years of me thinking I was crazy, all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, you were crazy. Oh my gosh, you did know. Oh my gosh, there was something there. And here it is. It's out in the open. And so I ended up diving deeper into recovery at that time because I didn't know what else to do. And really my recovery at that time was surviving to the best of my ability because I had two teenagers at that time. And so it was a scramble, really. And I knew my life would never be the same at that point. I knew it would never be the same. And it was a matter of just trusting in my higher power to get me through, because really that's all I had, because people that I thought I could trust, that was gone. Family, husband at the time, church at the time, there was things that happened. And so really it was kind of a dialogue between my maker and I. It's like, look, the things that I can see, like, I don't even know. And you, I can't even see. So you're going to have to help me out here. So it was just a day by day, stepping into the next thing and doing what I knew to do and taking care of my kids at the time and working three jobs, where it was just little by little, just healing began to occur.
Mm-hmm. I so hear you. And I mean, a moment like this for us doing this kind of a program, you know, what I would strongly recommend is for folks to go back and hit rewind and listen to everything that you just said. And I know as I was listening to you, I can certainly pull out pieces and parts of my life where I felt very similarly. Again, the category was different, but it's those sensations, it's what goes on up here and the things that we're telling ourselves. And, you know, I'm to blame, it's my fault, I'm doing this. And so the nuggets that you just shared with us in those couple of minutes was pretty powerful. So I would strongly, you know, recommend folks, as you're listening to this, go back and take a listen again and just reflect upon your own life and where you are and see whether or not any of this is resonating with you. So on that note, we are going to break for a commercial. And so before we break, let's all just take a deep breath in. And because that's real important, always going back to your breath, taking a deep breath in and just absorbing everything that we just heard Danny share. And take that deep breath in for yourself. Hold it and let it go and clear the way for more information coming to us today. So at that note, let's take a break.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Let's face it, you don't love your wrinkles. You probably work out, but you have been skipping face day. Join Colette Marie Steffen for daily face yoga. You'll learn to activate and train facial muscles and reverse the visible effects of aging. forget about expensive procedures and products that don't work. Live virtual classes every day at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific. Sign up for Face Yoga with Colette. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
So welcome back to Awareness to Action, and I'm Joan Marlowe, and my guest today is Dani Peterson, and the topic is about hope and healing beyond betrayal. And so Dani was just sharing information about her story and how she got here and where her pain points were. And I invite listeners to go and explore Dani's website. I spent a lot of time on the website. There's tons and tons of nuggets of information there. And it's a beautiful, beautiful website as well. And you'll get to see a picture of her little puppy, Enzo. He's in there too, little white fluff muffin. And so one place of on the website, you have a quote. It's "The wound is the place where light enters you." And it's a Rumi quote. So share what that means to you, and you know, in light of the story that you just shared before the break.
Sure. I mean, in general, who wants to hurt, right? Mm-hmm. And so most of us spend our lives avoiding pain, doing everything we can to dodge conflict. And when you're hurting, there's a wound that's there. And sometimes, like, people want to put a little band-aid on it. Some people will just want to pretend it's not there. Sometimes people don't know what to do with it. Sometimes they can fester. But really, the wound is a lot of times that place where God can come in and just reveal things that have not been looked at for a really long time. Now, I could have just spent years upon years like blaming my ex for everything. But the reality is that it was my time to dive into me and look at the things that were holding me back from being my true authentic self. My ex happened to be the mirror and the reflection of my pain. And his pain and my pain mingled. And then it's like, you know, you can't be in that for a long time. Something has to give. And so him getting caught was that. And for me, then I had to look at me, because my life is about me, not about him. So that wound, I had to learn how to see it, accept it, be with it, and do the things that I knew that would help to bring healing and wholeness to that place alongside my higher power. And so that's what that is instead of seeing it as a negative, instead of seeing it as like, it shouldn't be, it needs to go away, let's just pretend it's not there. It is a place that you dive into, which is kind of counterintuitive to what like our primal brain is all about, survival. And the thought of going into pain doesn't sound like really fun. So, and yet it could be the place where pure magic happens, where things are revealed on this whole other level that just wows you. And that was my experience. Granted, not an easy thing. And yes, it hurt. Yes, there were times I wanted to get out of it. I didn't want to do it. I just thought, like, why don't we just, let's just move. Let's just go somewhere else where no one knows your name. But alas, that wasn't really the best for me. And I had to distrust, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a powerful word. That 5-letter word, trust, is huge. Yeah. And it's learning how to trust yourself, especially when there's nothing that you can hold on to. And it's rebuilding from scratch. And what you know to be true, or what you were hoping was true, ends up not being true for you. And then it's that it's far more than putting a Band-Aid on it, because as all of us on this journey understand, that Band-Aid isn't going to hold long at all, and other things start happening. And many times what's going on here, again, is impacting this. And so, you know, you also had your body telling you that things weren't right. So again, that tap, tap, tap of the intuition, where, again, as I refer to as a 2x4, at some point in time, and as you said, you wanted to go run, change your name. We've all been there. Let me go sit in the closet for a month. I mean, whatever, make the room all dark, and I'm going to come out and be a different person. Well, that's not going to happen. So do you want to speak to a little bit about what your body was doing and the messages you were getting from your body, as far as that, again, more of that awareness, those ahas, and saying, what's going on here? Where else is it showing?
Sure. Yes, this is part of the work that I do, because I realize the connection there. I mean, we are whole beings, and the body is definitely a big part of it. And the body is the roadmap a lot of times to uncovering those areas that need to be touched and healed and recovered and processed pain through. And so, you know, I believe that we're these spirit beings having, like, you know, in our bodies having an experience in and of itself, right? So we're having these human experiences alongside the spiritual experience, but the body is what we live in. And the body keeps score, as we hear, like based on that book, the body keeps score. And so it holds in it pain and woundings. And when we pay attention to the body, it alerts us to things that are happening. But most of us, you know, take a pill, or we just push through, we don't ignore it. We've not been taught to listen to the body. So ever since I was younger, I actually had an autoimmune disease and dealt with that early on, and it went into remission in my 20s. And so that itself was revealing. At the time, I didn't understand recovery or pain or the body mind complex or any of that stuff. And yet I was given this reprieve. I was able to just come into some remission. But in this season and various seasons of my life, I dealt with a lot of back pain, lower back pain, which is one indication of not feeling supported. Shoulders, neck, again, this burden, bodies can reveal. So when you talk to somebody who's guarded, they tend to be closed up. They protect their hearts. You know, I ended up having a lot of arthritic kind of pains for a while because I was clinging to things. And so my jaw, I realized it was clenching. You know, there was just a lot of anxiousness, hypervigilance, and it was revealing itself in my body. Headaches, lack of sleep. I was just fatigued all the time. And so it wasn't until my pain, physical, dealing on a physical level, got so bad, I went to doctors trying to figure out what's going on, what's happening. And it ended for me, the journey there, when I ended up seeing a physician who wanted to give me Percocet, Tramadol, and Vicodin.
That's an interesting cocktail.
Yeah. No, just like here are three medications. And I just thankfully, intuitively knew that, like, what? Like that can't be okay. I was working at Hospice of the Valley at the time. And so I checked in with the RNs going like, does this make sense? And so they're like, absolutely not. So, you know, in it, pain management is helpful for sometimes for people. I'm not knocking that, but for me, that was not the road that I wanted to go. So I decided I'm going to try a holistic approach. And then that's where I kind of reentered the yoga arena and just started to explore that. However, because I was not in tune to my body, aware of sensations and trusting myself, I got hurt. So for 6 months after I started, like, I couldn't do any yoga because I was trying to be like everybody else in the class. and doing it just like everybody else in the class versus listening to my body in the practice and trusting that. So it's been an interesting road. A part of my recovery was learning how to listen to my body, learning to pay attention to the sensations. And obviously, as I dived deeper into that realm and going through my training to be able to do this work, so many ahas, like, wow, who knew?
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I mean, the question becomes, touching upon some of those ahas, because a follow-up question that I have, again, to help people understand, to have the patience, and you often refer to the process and the respecting that process, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but in looking at how do you determine when to make a course adjustment? Because folks like us, we tackle this and we try to make change, but sometimes the change isn't always good for us as well. But so how do you know when you're going to be needing to make a course adjustment?
Well, I mean, what I have found myself and also with clients is you get to a point where enough is enough. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just eventually hit a wall and you know that, like, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. But it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
That was just my experience. It was just like, I'm done. And the clients that I see have the same thing where it's just like, I'm done hurting. I'm done with the pain. I'm done looping in my mind. I'm done doing the same thing and getting the same result, which is equated to insanity. But, you know, you eventually hit something, it wakes you up. And then in that moment, in an instant, you have a choice, stay the same, make a course direction, you know, change the trajectory. But that comes at different times. Sometimes you miss that boat a couple times before you finally get on board.
We can compare notes on that.
right.
But again, I mean, my lessons, and I'm sure you're on the same trail as me, the pieces and parts that we pull together as we're making these course adjustments, it's not useless information. It's information that somehow resurfaces when we need it.
And when we're ready.
And we call it, right, when we are ready and we call upon it. So on that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, you know, let's talk about, you know, some of the obstacles that you might have faced, as well as some of the resources that you used to keep on keeping on. That's important. Thank you.
Everyone, Ricky Schwartz, certified life coach here. Look, life coaching is a very personal business. So how can you possibly know whether I'm the right one to get into the weeds with you? By getting to know me through my radio show called My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life with Ricky Schwartz. Live every second and fourth Wednesday at noon Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you do decide to swipe right, go to MyTurnLifeCoaching.com and let's get started together.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
What if I told you that you can live your life with purpose and passion? Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe of Peaceful Easy Healing, and I want to help you bridge the gap between where you are today and where you want to be for many tomorrows to come. My approach is multifaceted. I use coaching, Reiki, and ongoing support to help you grow in every direction. Don't wait. Prioritize your self-care today. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com.
Get empowered.
So welcome back again to my conversation with Danny Peterson. And, you know, we've been talking about how you turn around and make those course adjustments and how do you know and how do you keep growing. And so when we look at some of the obstacles that you might face along the way, what are some of the obstacles that you faced and how did you find the wherewithal from within, as well as maybe outer support as well, to keep on moving, to get to where you are today? And like over, you know, again, we're talking about a 30 year plus journey.
Yeah. You know, as we've discussed too, like when you say yes to recovery, yes to healing, it's not for the faint of heart. And it doesn't mean like the whole journey is this god awful experience, but it's going to cost you time. It's going to cost you sometimes relationships. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you allowing yourself to be broken in some ways, mm-hmm. so that you can, because we keep putting on this armor we think is protecting us, and this armor that we have, you know, these barriers to keep people out, keep pain out, actually continue to harm us. So when I say broken, it's like we have to break the exterior facade of who we are to get to really the essence of who we are. There's full exposure. There's some vulnerability. There's some risks that we take. And that's scary for most people, especially if you've not lived that kind of a life. The thought of being rejected when you've got your masks on, oh my God, what if I take those masks off? Then what? So that's a scary place. And so some of the obstacles happen here between these two ears.
Imagine my surprise. Yeah. Self-talk, really?
Yeah. Because we have in essence been programmed all of our lives. The thoughts that we have are thoughts that have been put into our heads, you know, and some are true and some are valuable. I'm not saying every thought is a bad thought. You know, the thought about like, you know, don't cross the street without looking left and right. That's a good thought to have. But when we're having thoughts about our personhood, where we know we're not in alignment with our core beliefs and values, and we're, you know, like, well, they said we need to do this, this, and this. This is what kept me stuck in religion, because everything that I had coming in was filtered through my own pain, number one. And so I had to sift through all that. Like, what is true, absolutely true that I know? And then what's faith? You know, what does faith mean to me? So the obstacle for me was mostly my mind. I had to sift through truth. Like, what's true? What's not true? What's real? What's not real? You know, having like walk into the light versus what's darkness. And so that became kind of a prayer. Lead me, God, from the unreal to the real, from darkness to light, and from a time-bound state of consciousness to a timeless state of being. This is the Asatoma prayer in English. And so a lot of it was, again, butting up against things, learning my edge, my tolerance for things. I went into the yoga arena, very opposite than the traditional like Christian Catholic upbringing that I had. I had been taught that all yoga is evil. Mm-hmm. And so for me, part of my journey was, what do I believe based on my personal direct experience? So there was that. Just learning how to find my way in this other arena. And I often say, which is probably going to be a title of my book, is that I was born again in an ashram. right? Like I had this awareness of where I'm at is not where I thought I would be, nor where other people thought I would be, but it is where I was. And I was coming into some truth. And granted, not everything that came my way in this period of healing and recovery was right for me. And I had to learn what was right for me as far as how I was healing, as far as how I was recovering. And I had to come up against what other people thought of me in this process, because I stepped away from what I had been doing into another realm and just surrendered basically to the process. My thoughts at the time was, I'm going to go with what seems to open up, and I'm going to trust the doors that close are closed. The doors that open, I'm going through. And I mean, I was kind of like, never been down this path before. So again, battling the thoughts, the judge, the critic, you know, are you sure? Is this really what you want to do? And I had to trust intuition. I had to go with my gut, because I learned in my prior marriage to trust the gut, to trust the inner knowing. Even though I didn't necessarily know the big picture, I had to go with what was resonating inside of me. And I'm so glad that I learned to trust that, because that became my new way. Instead of listening to everybody out there, I began to turn inward, my higher power, and trust that I have some trusted friends that I can dialogue with, that can hold space for me, allow me to get my thoughts out of my head, put them on the table so I can see what I'm dealing with. So the biggest obstacle, head. And listening to others, you know, and what they thought was best for me versus what I just had to trust.
Exactly. And, you know, again, and I don't think this will be a very different topic from anyone else that I happen to have on this show, or probably many of the shows on Transformation Talk Radio, when we talk about surrounding ourselves with supportive, positive people, like-minded, but not of the same mind, so that they can hold you in respect of what you're doing, what your journey is, your journey isn't their journey, so on and so forth. That's very important. So there's a lot of shifting going on in all of this process, as when you sit back and you take a look at it, and some of the pieces are also going back and, you know, mourning and grieving some of the things that you thought were true and they really weren't true for you. And so that's another mental process, but it's allowing it to flow through to say, all right, I've learned that that belief isn't good for me in this particular case, in this situation. And so I think that's important for us as well, and to know that none of us are out here alone.
Correct. And I do want to clarify too, because for me, I believe in an absolute truth, capital T, and then the truth that's kind of like, you know, this resonates with me right now. Like the truth is that I need to do what is right for me now, because this is what's unfolding, but there is a capital T truth. Like it's true, absolutely true. There's like, we know that the sun rises and the sun sets. That's true. Like there's no, well, you know, I'm not feeling it today and it's not really up there in the sky, or, you know what I mean? It's so absolutes. And then obviously faith plays a whole other part, and that's individual. But for me, I had to know what was true in my own spiritual practice. How I was interpreting things began to be filtered through the eyes and lens of love and healing and hope and recovery versus pain and fear and anger and, you know, this thinking I was a dirty rag, you know, mentality, because that becomes very legalistic, to a place of like my spirituality took on a place of freedom, and it became based in love rather than fear. So anything, that's how my part of my plumb line is, what lines up with love and what's lining up with fear, and being able to discern between the two.
And again, you know, what we know, one of the basics of you know, the beliefs, this belief system is that there are only two arenas. There's love and there's fear, and that's it. And so if it's not love, it's going to be fear. And that's what we have to sort of work on. And and to create again that, whether you call it a true north, whether you call it, you know, the truth of the capital T, that's what's important for you and what you have to do. And that's very important. So, you know, as I'm reflecting upon everything that you're sharing and running it through my, you know, my five A's that we're looking at, you are doing like rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat, awareness, acknowledgement, acceptance, action. And then again, awareness, reaction, whatever else. And so that's what we seem to be doing now. And I'm chuckling to myself because it is, it's all those beautiful things. So, you know, what we can do is we can talk about, if you want to, some of those bing, bang, boom things, and then to talk about your authenticity. That's very important for us as well. And on that note, let's go off to a break, and then we'll come back and start again with our five A's.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back once again. And it's really funny that, you know, during this last break, I'm saying, oh my Lord, I feel like we're using my five A's as a little rat-tat-tat gun. Oh, you know, we have awareness, acknowledgement, acceptance, action, awareness. And so she is really, really, really sharing all those pieces and parts. So can you sort of share highlights for, you know, each of those five A's as it relates to you? So again, our listeners can grasp those pieces.
Sure. So I guess starting with awareness, there comes a point where we talked about these aha moments where we learn to become more aware of really what is happening in our world as we're experiencing it. So there, for me, was an awareness of that I'm more than my thoughts. I'm more than my body. I am spirit, spirit that lives within me, and that I don't have to participate per se in the drama of life versus experience what's happening. And so this awareness of, a lot of times for me, the shift was like, I'm having this humic experience. If I'm not my body and I'm not my thoughts, that means there's another part of me that is kind of looking outside, looking in through me and experiencing life. So that was like a pivotal change for me, was to realize that. Like, I had those teachings. I didn't get it. for many years, that I'm here to experience life. So there was an awareness of who I really am, this essence of who I am, having this human experience alongside my maker and alongside everybody else that's on planet Earth, an awareness that we're all on a journey. We all are in different places. And that allows for grace and compassion, where if it's all about you, it's your way or the highway kind of a mentality, or that you're always in some kind of drama, there's a lot of tension and conflict and resistance versus an allowance and acceptance and just experiencing. So I would say that for me was what awareness was. I had to acknowledge the reality of what it was I was facing. Kind of ties in with the acceptance, acknowledging the reality of what it was I was dealing with, what was actually in front of me, not what I wished it was, not what I wanted it to be, but what it actually was. And that's every day, you know, paying attention to the signs within me internally, just acknowledging pain, acknowledging thoughts, just seeing them for just that, and then coming alongside and going like, that's just a thought. Is that thought serving me, or is it harming me or not serving me? This acceptance of what is the big thing. A lot of times what we're seeing through, again, we've discussed, is through the lens of pain. And so typically when I'm working with clients, and I walked this too, when I was in recovery and in my training and whatnot, it's like, it's so easy to want to blame, right? Others, if they were just this, if they would do that, if they would say this, then this would happen and I would be fine and dandy. And I had to accept that people are revealers and they're revealing our buttons, and they're my buttons that I have. Mm-hmm. And so I had to accept that, and it took time. So this didn't happen overnight, Joan.
Wow.
Those that harm us or hurt us.
And again, if our listeners get nothing but that out of it, saying this is not the Band-Aid, this is not the magic pill. This,
right.
This is you.
Uh-huh, came over time.
You have to walk, and you have to walk the talk.
Yeah. And it's like a couple steps forward, a couple steps back.
Oh,
To be in the practice means just that. It's a practice. It's a process. It's a lifelong journey. And so, you know, I had to learn to not like be quick to blame or quick to judge, but rather these are teachers in my life revealing that which needs healing, that which needs uncovering. Like, I didn't have to go dig for things. Like, you just have to be around people on planet Earth, and the things that rub you are the things that we have an opportunity to explore. Curious. I'm noticing tension. I'm noticing my throat's tightening while I'm talking to this person. What is it that I need to say that isn't being said? Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I got a crick in my neck, you know, like, all right, what's bothering me? And so I had to learn this, you know, again, acknowledge, accept what really is happening in front of me. And once you have this awareness, once you acknowledge what's going on, and once you accept responsibility, which is a huge piece, own your part, because that's the only thing you can change is your part, not them, then you have a choice to remain the same or to do something different. And for me, for whatever reason, Joan, ever since I was a child, I had this spirit in me to keep moving forward. I knew that God was real for me. Okay. The universe, light, source, however you want to define that. But God was real for me. And I knew that I needed to lean into that. I needed to really understand what that meant for me and all its facets with Christ and spirit and how I was to walk out, quote unquote, my salvation. Like, it became so much more real as I walked through that. And so I had to take responsibility, own the parts that I played and the pieces that I contributed to, and deal with that. And then I had to realize what wasn't mine, release that, and then choose, what am I going to do with this now? What can I learn from this now? And how can I repurpose it? Mm-hmm. And so that's what led me to the work that I'm doing now, because ever since I was a kid and when I was sick, I knew I was about helping others, coming alongside others. Now, at that time, I thought maybe I was going to be a nurse. Then I thought I was going to be a counselor. And then, you know, it's morphed into what I do today out of my own hope, strength, and experience and training. Authenticity, wow, that's an ongoing thing. You know, being true to self, honoring self, the higher self, as well as the little self and all the little parts that we have and carry with us every day. The parts that are resilient, the parts that are still resistant, the parts that are strong and courageous, the parts that are still scared and hurting. Like this weekend, I actually stepped into this place that I forgot about when I was a young child around horses. I don't know if you saw the post.
Yes. Oh my God. That was so sweet. Oh, yeah.
Dealing with a part of myself that was afraid. And for some reason, this whole thing around being around horses kind of came up because I have a friend who owns horses. And I knew that this, you know, it was another layer of fear. Like my first trip to Italy was that. My second trip to India tackled my fear of flying. Like if I want to be somebody who's traveling the world, I got to deal with that, right? So I had to like face that and be truthful. Yeah, there's a part of me that's scared, you know, but like if I had to choose between being afraid or seeing the places that I've wanted to see ever since I was a child, I'm going to err on this side, right? And so being authentic to really those desires of my heart and honoring those places within me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. I mean, as long as, you know what I mean? Like I'm not doing anything harmful to myself or to another. Like right. It doesn't matter. Like if this is what makes my heart sing, then I need to do that very thing. And it could be as simple as enjoying latte art. You know?
That's very true. Well, I'm going to take that on and just say, well, it's the same thing when you look at the clouds in the sky.
Yeah.
And see figures and you see things. I mean, it's just this different kind of engagement that sort of makes you smile and gives you that mindful moment where you're out of your head and looking around, because sometimes we're so tight versus, you know, looking up, looking down, looking to both sides, look behind you a little bit, just to see, to really see with all of your senses. And I think that's what you're talking about as well.
Be curious.
Curiosity is so important for us. So Ken, since we're drawing to a close here, any events or programs that our listeners might be interested in joining, or do you have available right now?
Right. Well, this weekend, I'm actually, along with a friend of mine, we have a group of, there's 11 of us total going up to Sedona for a women's retreat. So retreats are part of what I offer. And those will come a couple times a year, obviously, now that we're out in the open. Mm-hmm. Same with workshops and classes. Currently, right now, I'm working one-on-one with clients. And I have packages and also a mentor program for those that want to take a deeper dive and have more support, that's available. And then those that are just kind of new to this realm of recovery, people can come see me one-on-one. And most of right now is done on Zoom or any other social platform like this, Zoom or Skype or, you know, FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And the offer that I'm giving once a month, four time, I don't know how long I'm going to be offering this, is that anybody who specifically is dealing with betrayal trauma, who has faced really anything that we've talked about or has been, you know, trust broken, I offer one free whole session, which is 75 minutes, someone who's dealing with betrayal trauma. And then they just have to email me and or call me and they can contact me through my website. And then as well as I have like a handful of 30-minute clarity calls, okay. Just again, somebody who's new to coaching, what is this holistic practice stuff all about? How can you help me not hurt anymore? You know, we'll tackle one little thing. It's 30 minutes, so you can only do so much, but I'm offering those to anybody that just wants to connect on that. And then I do have, if people just want a consultation, those are free. None of this costs anything right now. This is all complimentary.
All right.
Okay. Part of my give back.
And so by all means, reach out to Danny to find out more. And in closing, Danny has a great quote on her site that says, "Let's rise above the ashes, heal, grow, strong and shine bright, remembering that even in our darkest moments, hope still exists always. And that's by Danny M. Peterson. So yeah. Danny, again, I want to say thank you for joining me today on Awareness to Action and sharing tons of nuggets. And your web, your email address is what?
It's danny@dannympeterson.com.
Okay.
That's my email. My everything kind of correlates. My website is Danny M. Peterson, and I can also be found on Instagram and on Facebook too. So those little icons are on my website. So if people want to follow, every Wednesday I come on live and just speak to recovery and betrayal. And so
super.
Another way that people can connect.
So again, and all of this is also included in the notes for the show. So you can get all of her contact information. By all means, reach out to me as well. And if you're interested in learning Reiki, I'm also offering now Reiki classes. So by all means, check that out on my website as well. And at the next, again, I want to say thank you. My next show is going to be Lou Ann Lennox, and she is the founder of a company called Tequila Snobs. Yes, you heard that right. She has grown this business surrounded about her love of agave and tequila. So, and no one will be harmed, and no hammering in there, just become enamored. So I hope you'll join me on May 4th for that show as well. But Danny, thank you so much. Namaste.
Yes, thanks for having me.
As we continue on our journeys. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Thank you for joining this Awareness to Action episode. Join me next time for more inspiring stories that will shift your perspective and allow you to see pathways toward a more fulfilling life. It doesn't come overnight, but with a positive outlook and a will to keep moving forward, you will get there, and it will be worth every twist and turn along the way. A willingness to learn from this experience is key. If plan A doesn't work, remember, you have plans B through Z to continue your journey. With each adjustment, you're one step closer to turning a possibility into a reality. For more information about me or to work with me personally, visit peacefullyhealing.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.